That's another track from the latest LP by The Members, on Virgin from England, called 1980, The Choice Is Yours, and produced by Rupert Hine with Joe Jackson on keyboards. That's one of the longer tracks called Brian Was. Now, we heard a mixture of things in that set. We started off with Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, their new LP, simply called Robin Lane and the Chartbusters. The track was When Things Go Wrong. In there as well, something from The Slits and their Cut LP, available either from England or from the States, but not domestically here in Canada. Instant Hit from The Slits, and a couple of things from the Nina Hagen Band. Originally from Germany, she's now based in the UK, and her latest single is African Reggae. Obviously, she has spent a fair amount of time listening to Lainey Lovitch, but there's a rather distinct musical approach with her stuff as well. She doesn't copy other people. She just absorbs influences and reflects them back. Two things, both sides of her current single, African Reggae and Whoa Whoa, the Nina Hagen Band on CBS from the UK. Interesting stuff. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll be getting an LP by her. And we'll have a listen to the whole thing at that point. The program is The Import Show from CFNY-FM 102.1. My name is Bruce Hayding. We're at the point of the program, of course, where it's time for tonight's feature LP. And it's a good one tonight, the new one from Kevin Ayers. We've been waiting a long time for this LP. It's finally here on EMI or Harvest from England. And the album's called That's What You Get, Babe. Now, in every aspect, this LP is first rate. The cover art, if you get a chance next time you're going past a record store, drop in and take a look, because, well, there's really no point in describing it, but it certainly is going to win some kind of an award for cover work and cover design. First rate cover art and first rate material. Let's hear a side of this LP, and then we'll talk a little bit about the new one by Kevin Ayers. From That's What You Get, Babe, the cut is That's What You Get. Winding up side one of the new LP by Kevin Ayers called That's What You Get, Babe. The cut, well, it's a very short title, very to the point. It's simply Idiots. Before that, Given and Taken, You Never Outrun Your Heart before that. Where Do I Go From Here? And the one that started us off, almost the title track, called That's What You Get. As usually happens, there are a number of people helping out on this LP. We've got Mo Foster playing bass guitar, Ollie Hulsell doing either background vocals or on a couple of tracks playing guitar, and people like Graham Prescott helping out as well, doing background vocals and playing bottles and electric piano. Graham Prescott, in addition to doing those varied musical chores, has produced the LP. Kevin Ayers wrote all of the material on the LP on both sides of it, and the album was recorded at The Vineyard just outside of London in the UK. Kevin Ayers has always had the reputation of being somewhat erratic in terms of production. He would go, as he has just now, for a long, long time, sometimes even 3 and 4 years without turning out an LP. But he's also always had the reputation of turning out a first-class piece of work. Some of his material over the past decade has been right up there amongst the classics or the near classics of the period. And the new one, well, it certainly hasn't let us down. Fine LP this time around from Kevin Ayers. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with side two of That's What You Get, Babe. And the program, of course, is the Import Show from CFNY-FM 102.1. My name is Bruce Hayding.
Last summer, Cycle Canada magazine concluded that the Kawasaki KZ1000 shaft was the best in their shaft test. This summer, you can get a new KZ1000 shaft for only $34.99 at Ontario Kawasaki. That's $1,000 off the list price at Ontario Kawasaki, 1480 Dundas Street East in Mississauga, just east of Dixie. Ontario Kawasaki is never knowingly undersold.
So don't let the good times pass you by. With Ontario Kawasaki, you'll want to ride.
Hey, we all know that photocopiers can reproduce art, right? Right. But can they produce art? Hi, I'm the Late Night Andre. The Canadian Centre of Photography and Film has apparently found a way to do just that. Now, they'll be displaying a 250-piece exhibition of art, all of it produced on office photocopier equipment. Electroworks is what it's called. It includes prints, books, portraits, quilts, and even three-dimensional items. All of this is on display from May 31st through until August the 16th. So, for all you non-believers in the artistic capabilities of photocopiers, you may be of a different persuasion should you head out to 596 Markham Street and see Electroworks. CFNY FM 102.1. The spirit of radio.
Back again with side two of the new LP from Kevin Ayers. It's on Harvest or EMI from England. You may have to hunt around a bit for this one, but well worth looking for. And the cut to start off side two is Super Salesman.
Thank you. I've got things to save you time, so you can use the time to earn the cash to buy this trash of mine. You'll find a salesman there, and you're a super salesman. Super, super salesman. Yes, you're the super salesman. That's what you are. Sell yourself. It's later time to sell. Sell yourself. If I'm here all alone, why am I feeling so far from home? Where do the stars end? If I'm here all alone, then why am I feeling so far from home? Why am I feeling so far?
And that's it. Side two of the new one from Kevin Ayers called That's What You Get, Babe, on EMI Harvest from the UK. We started off with Super Salesman, Money, Money, Money after that. A very typical Kevin Ayers type of sound on that track. Miss Hanaga, track three. I'm So Tired after that, and Where Do the Stars End, the one we just heard winding up. Side two. Once again, we have Mo Foster on bass, Ollie Halsall helping out either on slide or electric guitar or just on background vocals, and Graham Prescott helping out on everything from bottles once again to Prophet synthesizer to a little bit of keyboards, and of course looking after the production as well. Kevin Ayers wrote all of the material on the LP, both the words and the music, and as I mentioned, the album was recorded at the Vineyard just outside London. Fine LP if you've missed somehow or other the work and the material of Kevin Ayers over the past 10 years. And I suppose in a lot of respects, the material hasn't been that able to find or that easy to find because a lot of it was never released in North America. But if you have missed him, it's a good time and a good opportunity to pick up on a very interesting man musically. He's turned out some fine material, and this is the latest in what will hopefully be a long series of LPs to come from Kevin Ayers. Check it out, the new one by Kevin Ayers called That's What You Get, Babe. And the program is The Import Show from CFNY-FM 102.1. A short break and then something from the latest by Barclay James Harvest. My name is Bruce Hayding.
When most of us think of schizophrenia, we think of a split personality. Hello, I'm Bright McNally.
I thought I was McNally.
Well, whatever. Anyway, Sunday night at 11, the eclectic spirit looks at schizophrenia.
21st century schizophrenia.
Mothers who have had normal babies noticed that when they picked up their newborn, their schizophrenic infants sag like limp dolls.
I felt like I was the devil in the movie. I know I'm not. At least I don't think I am. Somebody, I've got to go because I think somebody's watching me.
Many of the current ideas about schizophrenia are incorrect. Even the name is wrong.
21st century schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia is not split personalities or multi-personalities or anything like that.
Well, how do you explain our situation then?
Just listen Sunday night at 11 to the Eclectic Spirit.
Oh, smart guy.
CFNY-FM, the spirit of radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.